And Dave in for Matt, and joining me in the studio this morning is Crystal Sackett. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for braving the weather and getting in your canoe and joining us here today.
That's true.
For the morning show. Tell us, first of all, the name of the organization that you're coming in from today.
Sure. It's the YWCA of Binghamton and Broome County.
Mm-hmm. And the YWCA, of course, tell us a little bit about YWCA.
Well, there's a lot. We are growing very fast in this economy, believe it or not. We have about 11 housing programs. We have a early child care center, and we have a breast cancer program called Encore Plus, and that's what I'm here for today.
And Encore Plus has an event coming up here soon that's going to be pretty exciting.
Absolutely. So let me tell you a little bit about Encore Plus. We are a breast and cervical outreach program. We reach out to the community in four different counties, Broome, Tioga, Delaware, and Tioga. And what we do is we break down barriers for women to getting screened. So we provide free transportation to and from. We provide child care, and as well as we can provide them with a grant that will pay for their services if they have no insurance. And we break down any of those barriers that might prevent women from getting screened. And as you know, Tioga and Shenango and Delaware County all have very limited transportation.
Yeah, very rural counties.
What we're here to make sure that we save lives by getting those women screened in those rural areas. So the dog walk, which is our All Paws for a Cause dog walk for breast cancer prevention, raises money to help pay for that transportation in those rural areas. And it's a very fun event. It's our 25th year putting this event on.
Wow. That's a big big track record of success there.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a dog walk.
You get
to bring your best friend with you.
You get to spoil your pup. So this is not just a walk. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like and I'm going to quote Scott, it's kind of a speedy fest for dogs. There's so many activities to do that they're never going to be able to do them all in one event. I mean, we have from a ball pit to a doggy contest to musical sits to dog eating contest to look-alike to highest jump. We have agility. We have a first aid demonstration. I mean, there's just so much going on. Besides, we have over 70 some vendors, mm-hmm. as well as 80 raffle baskets. So
wow.
Even if you don't have a dog and you want to come out and get some amazing baskets.
I'm just here for the prizes.
Come for the prizes. Yeah. But if you want to come and see pups, the Humane Society will be there to have dogs adopt as well. So there's going to be so many different things happening all at once. And it's only from 10 to 1. And there is a walk.
and then the walk's happening.
And then the walk's happening. Yeah. And then we have our costume parade contest, which is a lot of fun. And all of them get prizes. Creature Comfort has been an amazing sponsor by supplying all the prizes for all of the contests. And right now, I think we're up to 12 different contests. So it'll be a fun day for your dog.
Maybe just come there for the show. I know. It's pretty exciting to do that. And get all these different events going on. I mean, it's like dinner and a show. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. We get excited around here from time to time on the morning show.
Exactly.
That's okay. I'm sorry. I don't have water immediately in the studio here, but
I think I swallowed air.
That's okay. You'll be all right. I promise. Okay. So, All Paws for a Cause. It's coming up to benefit Encore Plus, a program by the YWCA of Binghamton.
Correct.
All right. And then the breast cancer, it's a breast cancer walk, but it's All Paws for a Cause with your man's best friend. And that's coming up when?
September 13th from 10 to 1 at Otsonengo Park.
Perfect. Okay. So September 13th is coming up. That's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday morning.
So
yep.
That's a week from this Sunday.
Exactly.
So we got a little time to practice, prepare.
Absolutely.
Work on our tricks.
And honestly, the biggest thing to raise the money is the pledge for your dog.
Okay.
So you want to get people out there, friends, family, you know, your coworkers, pledge for your dog, because the highest pledge gets to be our spokes dog for 2027.
The spokes dog.
They're on the commercial, they're on our posters, they're on our brochures, yes. So your picture of your dog would be pretty much everywhere in four different counties.
I am impressed with how thoroughly your team has thought this through.
Yes. And for and you get over $2,000 worth of prizes on top of
really
the, yeah, so you want to play, you want to get out there and pledge.
That's like the Publisher's Clearinghouse for dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because there's so many goodies in there for them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fun day. It's a fun event, and you know, if you register now, you save $5. So it's $20. You're gonna get a swag bag that's worth $100. So you know, it's so worth it. And it's just so much fun, and it's for an amazing cause because you're saving lives and really knowing that, you know, many of the women that get diagnosed through our program are early stages. So we know that we are, you know, we have a track record. Yeah. Our program's been around for 36 years. We know that we are saving lives.
And you're absolutely, you're doing a lot for the community by doing this. And it's actually, it's such a fun sounding event. You kind of forget about the whole cancer part.
Right, right. Like, because you just come out with your dog. You know, right. You get to shop with your dog. You get to have dog. We have a photo booth. You get your photos taken. It's just a very fun event for your dog. We have a treat crawl as well, I didn't mention. Better than a bar crawl.
A treat crawl?
We have a treat crawl. So the dogs will go around and to different stations and get different kind of treats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot, and it sounds like a lot of fun. All paws for a cause, and it is for the Encore Plus program put on by the YWCA of Binghamton. It'll be held at the Otson Angle Park on Sunday, September 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm not sure how you're going to jam all that much fun into 3 hours, but...
Well, the whole point is to come back next year if you can't finish the activities. And
that's
we add
true.
New activities every year, so everything starts new. We also have a memorial board, so if you've had a dog that has gone over the Rainbow Bridge, bring a picture. We can honor them, and we always do a moment of silence because we've had several spoke dogs that have passed.
You have it all covered.
We do.
It sounds like afterwards, both the pets and owners will be looking for a nap. And the organizers too.
And the organizers too. Exactly. Exactly. And it's a fun event. It's a good community event. And what's the best part about this walk is 100% of the proceeds go to local women in those four counties.
And those four counties again are?
Broome, Tioga, Delaware, and Shenango.
Perfect. Crystal Sackett, thank you for coming in and joining us from the YWCA of Binghamton this morning, talking about All Paws for a Cause. Again, September 13th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Otson Angle Park. It is the All Paws for a Cause Breast Cancer Walk, supporting the Encore Plus program by the YWCA.
Well, thank you, WBO, for having me.
Thank you for coming in here. Let's have you back again real soon.
Absolutely.
I want to know more about this event. You have other events throughout the year?
We do. We have a few more coming up, but none that has been...
All right.
Pronounced.
All right.
Announced.
Well, when they're announced or ready to announce, bring them back here. We want to talk about them. You
sure.
Guys know how to throw a party over there. I love it.
Thank you.
8:55 on the WEBO Morning Show. News coming up at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned.